This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by AltaPoint Health, the local business podcast, featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make businesses successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, David McCurley, and Businesses in Our Backyard is the East Central Alabama's podcast. And of course, we try to highlight businesses because local businesses are our lifeblood. They give opportunities for our community and they serve our community well. And today I got somebody in here I've been knowing a long time and runs a very, very successful business, and want to get his take on what they do. And that's Adam Hodnett of Affordable Heating and Air. How you doing?
I'm well, David. Thanks for having me on.
I tell you, it's a pleasure. Of course, a lot of people know Adam, and tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, and everything before we get started, because some people may not know you.
Well, sure. I was born and raised in the area, actually born in Sylacauga Hospital, and my family and myself lived near Winterboro my entire life. And, I'm married to my wife, Christy. We've been married over nearly 25 years now, and got two boys.
Twins, right?
Well, no. I got one that's a sophomore at Sylacauga High School, and then I got a freshman down at Auburn, recent graduate of Sylacauga. So, like I said, born and raised here, and family is as well.
I don't know why I thought they were twins, because they were always together everywhere. But you do a lot of hunting, a lot of outdoor activities?
Absolutely. When I'm not bound up with work trying to keep everybody warm or cool, I enjoy getting out there and chasing after a few critters.
Well, speaking of being bound up with work, I know you're busy, and God has blessed your business. You're very, very knowledgeable about what you do. Tell us a little bit about Affordable Heating and Air, how long you've been doing it.
Absolutely. Well, I think I've been doing it, the business was founded in 2001, so did it several years there prior to that. I went on and earned my associate's degree from Air State up in Anniston way back in the day. So, educated and been doing it a long time, but is based here in Sylacauga. We moved, outgrew our facility that we had prior to that, but we moved in 2006 to our current location and been there ever since. So.
And that's out there next to Domino's on James Payton Boulevard.
That's right. You know, and I'll be surprised at the folks that don't realize that we're there. They drive by it every day.
Yeah, and you know, you have a lot of people that work for. How many people do you employ now?
We got eight now. Woo. Yep. And we're always looking for more. And, everybody's got that challenge of finding qualified personnel at this point. We're no different in that aspect.
Well, one thing that I want to compliment you on, because I used to be in the printing business, but your logo is so synonymous with your trucks and your vans and things, because that red and blue, everybody can recognize who Affordable Heating and Air is.
Well, that's it. We just wanted that logo, that when you see it, you knew exactly who it was.
Tell us, what do you like about your job? I know you're the owner and the operator, but you have to be busy, but you also have to be accessible for people who need things, quotes and stuff like that. But tell us a little bit about what you like about your position.
Well, first and foremost, I did it and continue to do it because I enjoy helping people, number one. But I think in a close second behind that's going to be the diversity of what we do. No 2 days are the same. Quite frankly, no hours are the same. Everything is different from day in, day out.
And I want to know, because when you say no things are different or everything's different from one day to another, I want you to tell people the kind of services that you do provide. It's not just putting in a new air conditioner. There's several things you all do.
Absolutely. We do, I think probably one of the biggest secrets, if you will, that we do is the large commercial. We're licensed in Georgia as well as Alabama and even into Mississippi.
Wow.
And so we do everything from a small residential system all the way up to specialty systems. We just finished a massive project that had a very specialized system in it. And those always intrigue me because they're an extra challenge. I think that's the biggest difference is there's things that, we don't advertise as we should, and it's kind of word of mouth in that regard. But big or small, we do them all.
You know, around Talladega County as well, there are a lot of housing developments that are starting to build up. And when people talk about heating and air, it's nice to know that personalized service. You know, if you and this no disrespect, but if someone from Sylacauga is going to purchase a new home in a new subdivision or whatnot, you'd like to know the people that are installing those heating and cooling units.
Absolutely. And, you know, and one thing with when you're dealing with us at one point or another, good or bad, you're going to meet me eventually. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, that can be a blessing or a curse, either way you want to look at it.
Well, I'm going to ask you this, and I probably know part of the answer to the question, having to be on call the way you are, but what is the most challenging part of your job? What is something that people may or may not know about the heating and cooling business?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I think the obvious is they see the person that comes to their door. But I think the answer to your question is what goes on behind the scenes.
Right.
The office staff and things that we have in place that make the wheels turn, if you will. It's amazing what they do from just simply taking the calls and the sheer call volume on a daily basis can be rather surprising. And, you know, from helping procure parts to helping with finance and invoicing, you name it. Quite frankly, I just don't think we could do our job if it wasn't for that office staff behind the scenes.
Well, and I got to tell you, speaking of that, you got one that lives with you that you've been married to. She does an incredible job for you as well.
She does, and doesn't get much praise at sometimes, and you know, she kind of catches the heat more than anything.
Yep. We're going to talk about how you can get in touch with Adam, what all they provide with their services, whether it be heating or cooling, and it's coming up the time of season that your heating and cooling unit may need to be serviced. You just need to make sure that everything's working good, cleaning it and new filters, checking out all the things. We'll talk to Adam about that when we come back right here on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Sylacauga and Childersburg have three great radio stations: Mix 106.5, Kix 100.3, and WSGN on 98.3 FM. Which one's your favorite?
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back to Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and today we're talking with Adam Hodnett, the owner and operator of Affordable Heating and Air. And before we go any further, I want to ask you this. You've got websites and phone numbers. If somebody wants to, now we talked about where you're located, but if they want to get online or give you a call, how do they do that?
Yep, they can look us up online at affordableairllc.com. They can simply give us a call at 256-245-2870.
And I've been knowing you guys a long time, and then I'm just going to tell you, I'm out in the community a lot, being on the radio and helping with SylacaugaNews.com. I live here, I shop here, so I see people out in the community, but I also see Affordable Heating and Air at different things, very involved with the community. I've seen you all at ball fields and supporting and doing, you're very involved in the community.
Absolutely. To me, that's very important that we do so. We believe in giving back. You know, the community supports us, and we want to support it as well.
And, you know, we talked about some of the things that you do. What is maybe a part of your business? I know we talked about that you guys make your own ductwork.
Yeah, we do have a full sheet metal shop where we do custom fabrication, and pretty much if you can think of it or if you need it, we can certainly fabricate it.
Now, I've always wanted to ask this, and I'm going to ask this to you.
All right.
Maybe a funny question here.
Okay.
You have to go up under houses.
Periodically, not as often as I used to.
But probably when you first started, you did.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me, what's the strangest thing you've encountered?
You know,
a snake.
Believe it or not, I can count on one hand the number of snakes I've seen.
Wow.
But I've seen quite a few critters over the years.
Well, I know Affordable Heating and Air is the type of company, though, that when someone calls you, say it's an elderly lady and she needs a new system or new ductwork, that's where you guys provide a service that she may not have any family members that can do that for her.
Absolutely, and we understand that. You know, we have some elderly clients that have family involved, and we have them that do not. And whether they do or they don't, we treat them the same way as fairly, and help them make an educated, informed decision that best serves their need.
And we talked about the phone number, but that phone number, you have a 24-hour that somebody can call you?
We do, same number. You know, when we're away, we have a full staff that answers that phone and forwards it out as need be.
And I know everybody wants that air conditioner. They want to be able to come home in the summertime when it's 100 degrees and know that that theirs is working and everything. But there's a lot more to it, because we're coming up on the time of the season when those things need to be serviced. Maybe they're not working as hard. Talk about how important it is right now for people to give you a call during the off season.
Sure. I think that's a real good point you make, because, you know, the things that we realize over the years is the machines that are neglected and abused are generally the ones that give the most problems. So as time passes and we educate individuals, we're getting more and more people that are being proactive and getting those machines serviced and inspected before the heat or the cold of the season's upon them. And you know, the chances of unexpected failures are greatly reduced. So now's that time to get it done for the fall.
And I would assume that you also have things that you can give to people that help them with prevention, things that they can do to help.
Absolutely. Some tips, you know, the simplest things, you know, getting those air filters changed, and filter selection can be huge.
Yeah.
You know, you make sure you get one that doesn't impede airflow.
Well, and I got to ask you, you talked about having 8 people on staff now. What about if somebody has experience around the Coos Valley area in the heating and air business and needs a job? How do they come to apply with Adam and Affordable Heating and Air?
Yeah, that's another valid good point you make. We're always hiring the best. So, you know, a couple of ways to do it. One, stop by. You know,
yeah.
fill out an application with us. That's the obvious answer. But you can apply right online at our website. And again, that's affordableairllc.com.
And, of course, we talked about what you like about your job, really just helping people. And it is a business. There's a lot of people out there, myself included. I can't crawl up under my house and see things. But I'm sure you give free estimates, and you can come out and look at something before they ever spend a dime.
Sure, absolutely.
And, you know, we talked about you know, the challenges, some of the things that a lot of people don't understand about heating and air and everything. But, Adam, talk about when you go and you get through. It's kind of like buying a car. Mm. You know, when you drive off of a lot with a car, you expect those people to be able to service it. It's, you don't want them just to hand you the keys. Oh, we made a sale. We don't want to see you anymore. I know Affordable Heating and Air is going to be there with that system no matter what happens.
Right. Well, yeah, we're here for the long haul. But, you know, we're closing in on 25 years at it now. So, you know, when we do a service or an installation, you know, we're going to give you the ins and outs of how to operate the system, give you all your paperwork, and follow up with you. And, of course, we're just a phone call away.
Absolutely. That's the great thing, is the fact that you and Christy and your family, and most all of your employees live around this area, so you're very close. But I got to ask you, you mentioned been doing it for 25 years, and now since 2001 you've been in business. Where would you like to see Affordable Heating and Air 10 years from now, 20 years from now?
You know, we're just going to keep doing what we do to the best of our ability. And, you know, I'm a relatively young guy, so I've got many, many years ahead of me. So I guess I'll be here until the end.
Well, and of course, we're glad you're here. One more time, I want you to tell us the website, the phone number, and where you're located.
Absolutely. So website's affordableairllc.com. Phone number is 256-245-2870, and we're located at 369 James Payton Boulevard, right next door to Domino's.
Yeah, and you know, I can tell you from knowing Adam and Christy for a long period of time, it's a family-owned business. They're operated by people who care about the community. And I got to tell you, you know, like I said, I see Affordable Heating and Air everywhere we go out, and run into Christy and your mother-in-law several times, and just wonderful people. And we're just, I think we're blessed in Sylacauga to have Affordable Heating and Air.
Well, I thank you for those kind words, David.
Yeah, I tell you, Adam, go by and check him out. It's because people who care and run their business. That's the reason he's been in business for almost 25 years in the same location now for several years over there by Domino's on James Payton Boulevard. But go by anytime you need something, even if you have a question about your filter at home, even if Affordable Heating and Air did not put your system in and you can't get in touch, I guarantee you can get in touch with Adam and his staff.
Absolutely. Give us a call.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, David.
This has been Businesses in Our Backyard. We've been talking with Adam Hodden of Affordable Heating and Air. And you need to check them out there on James Payton Boulevard. And you also need to like this video. We appreciate you watching. Share it with all your friends. And we'll see you next time on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Alta Point Health. The show is hosted by David McCurley, directed, produced, and edited by Michael Giddens. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.